nicotinic acid.
Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of deranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
And you may think that a bunch of hippies and a bunch of Hare Krishnas have entered the studio here and taken over. But in fact, you were listening to the first Magma track of this hour. We're doing a Magma special on Cosmic Overdrive, this episode number 110 on Monday the 23rd of May. And this was sort of a gentle introduction to Magma. I'm going to tell you some stories about Magma later, because it's one of those bands that, there is plenty to tell about them, but it's mostly about the music. So what I'm going to do is, after this gentle, accessible track, I'm going to play the next three tracks for you, which is the entire first side of the Mechanic Destructive Commando album. From 1973, if I'm correct. Magma's third album and their breakthrough record, considered a classic. Lots of records are considered classics, but this one is it's a pretty outstanding record. You're going to listen to the tracks with the names that I'm going to try to pronounce, but I'm not quite sure if it's going to work. The first track is called Herz für den Steken West. The second track is called Ima Suri Dondai. And the third track is called Kobaya ist de Hundin. I'll tell you some more about this language that this music is written in later on after this track. We're going to have about 18 minutes of madness here on Cosmic Overdrive with Magma.
Yeah. in die Stadt aus Prosecco Maria.
You heard the entire first side of Mechanic Destructive Commando album by Magma. And I'll give you a little background on the band. Magma was started in 1969 by Christian Vander, who was a French drummer, a jazz drummer. And he started the band because he had a vision of humankind that, well, didn't really go the right way. And so his vision and the whole idea behind the band, and also the theme of the first six or seven Magma records, is that a bunch of people leave Earth because the Earth is basically doomed by human behavior, so to speak. And they move to a planet, and this planet is called Kobaya. And they become known as the Kobayans. And, well, they do all kinds of things there. And later on, there are other refugees from Earth that also come to Kobaya. And they come into a big conflict with the Kobayans, who are the descendants of the original people that left Earth. It all sounds like a science fiction, like a TV show. It could be Space 1999 or Battlestar Galactica or something. But this was all very serious stuff. And anyway, all the music is written, the lyrics are written in a language that is also called Kobayan, which is supposed to be the language that these people speak on Kobaya. And the language of Kobayan is made up from several existing languages, mostly Slavic languages and Germanic languages. And well, you can hear in the track titles, and I don't know if you can hear any of the vocals, any of the singing, but you can hear these backgrounds in the sounds of Kobayan. Of course, it doesn't really, it's not a language that is like word for word means something, but it's more to express a certain musical feeling, so to speak. Anyway, that's the background on the classic Magma records. I'm going to play the next one, and that's only one track, unlike the first one that was made up of three separate tracks. This is one whole track. It lasts 16 minutes, and it's from an album that was made 1 year after Mechanic Destructive Commando. That was from 73. This album is from 74, and it's called Kuntarkush. Almost every letter has double dots on it, so you have to change the pronunciation of it. Anyway, this is Kuntarkush part 2 from the album with the same name. Kuntar Kush, absolutely amazing piece of music. I really, really like this. I can't even begin to understand what they're doing, but it's really, really fantastic. The original Magma was active from 69 until about 1983, when the whole thing kind of split up, blew up, whatever. But since 96, there's been another version of Magma that's once again playing live, and I think even also recording some new stuff. And there's also lots of archive material that's been released, and live shows from the 70s that are released on CDs and DVDs. And anyway, the whole band is still pretty active, and they always remind me a little bit of Gong, when there's like a whole scene around Magma, and a lot of the members that have been part of the band at some point, and there are quite a few, because their lineup changed quite a lot, so to speak. Just like with Gong, it was more or less the same. You have a few core members, and the rest is all there, comes and goes, so to speak. And but a lot of those guys started their own bands, and they all play in this kind of yeah, what is it? It's a mixture of modern classical music and jazz rock, progressive rock. They kind of mix it all up, and there is even a term for it. The term is called Zeul, which is a term actually from the Kobayan language on those Magma records, and it kind of describes this whole scene of bands that are all kind of circling around the main Magma band. And well, some of those I've actually played some things from some of those bands on Cosmic Overdrive before. Anyway, enough talking for now. We're gonna go to our last Magma piece, let's call it that. This is also another whole side from an album. I can't really play separate tracks, because they all kind of flow into each other, and they all are linked together, and so I do it like this. I play one whole side of the album. The album I'm going to play some things from now was not originally released as a Magma album. It was released as a Christian Vander solo record, which is not really true, because a few Magma members are playing on it. But it was the soundtrack for the movie Tristan et Isolde, and later it was released as half Magma album, sort of, kind of. The title of the album is Wurda Ita, and I'm going to give you another few attempts at track titles. The tracks you're going to hear are Mala Vele Kam, and then the next one is Bradia Da Zimen Lega, the next one is Mane Fur Da Zes. Then we're going to go to Fur Die Hel Kobaya, and we're going to end with Blumten Diva. Oh no, I think there's another one. There's another one after that, and that's called Voldunt Meim Develes. I have absolutely no clue what I'm saying. Maybe I'm swearing here in Kobayan. I don't know. Anyway, this is going to run on until 10 o'clock. I hope to see you again next week for Cosmic Overdrive 111. Until then, goodbye, and have fun with Magma. Thank you.
sovelo, movelo do palaca, sovelo, sovelo, movelo do palaca, movelo, 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 sovelo, movelo do palaca, moveri via do movelo do palaca, madurissi la zitota, arissi, morissi, morissi, morissi.
Come let's Ben doğum